Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant wants to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
Open your Bibles to Zechariah. Zechariah is in the house. Zechariah, the fourth chapter. And it is just before Malachi. And Malachi is just before the New Testament. So that'll help you get to Zechariah, amen? Hallelujah. Zechariah, the fourth chapter. I believe God has a word for the people of God, amen? And the fourth chapter of Zechariah, verse 6. Zechariah, the fourth chapter, verse 6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Let me read that again. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You may be seated. And that's the message today. Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. I'm going to tell you, God has a way of dealing with you when you're going through certain things, and he helped us to realize that it's not in our own ability and it's not in our own strength. It is by his power, it's by his spirit. And when we come to realize that whatever God give us to do, it's not us that's going to do it. So it was something that I was doing, and you know, sometimes we do so much that we just think about, I got to do this, I got to do that, this is not yet done. And sometimes you get discouraged because you seem like you haven't gotten done what you need to get done in a run of a day. Amen? Seem like everything is just hitting you in the face and you want to make sure everything is done the way it needs to be done. And as I was walking through my house, I heard the Lord say, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit. And when I heard that, it rung in my spirit, and I said, okay, Lord, you're speaking. Lord, what are you saying? And he had me to turn to Zechariah, and he had me to meditate on that, and God let me know, you can't do this yourself. You have to trust the Holy Spirit to work through you in order to get done what needs to be done. Y'all, for real, we have a helper. We have somebody that God has sent unto us to help us to accomplish what he has given us to do. When we look at the book of Zechariah, God has given him a message, and he gave him this message to give to Zerubbabel. But before he gave him this message, God was showing him, you know, dreams. He was showing him visions, and he was showing him different things. Now, before he even gave Zerubbabel this message, Haggai had given a message to Zerubbabel also. But what the Lord was doing, he was encouraging him because there was a task at hand that Zerubbabel had to accomplish. So God was sending him a word from Zechariah. And this is how God used his prophets. He used his prophets as a mouthpiece to bring a word unto his people, to bring a word unto those that he has chosen for a task. So he began to bring this word to him, and he brought him this word because he was in charge of rebuilding this temple. And that was a task to be done. And God was encouraging him to say, first of all, this is what I want you to know. It's not by might. That might means, in Hebrew, it means an army. An army ain't going to be able to do this. Then he said, it's not by right there. He said that it's not going to be by our army this gets done. It's not going to be by your ability and your strength. And God began to show me, he said, the Holy Spirit can't move because we're stopping him from moving because we think that we can do it ourselves. We think that we have the power, we have the might, we have the ability to do it ourselves when God has given us a helper to help us. Now understand, he's there to help us to get accomplished what need to be accomplished that God has given us. And the first thing you got to know is what God has given you to do. And this is what I hear in my spirit for you. Take your hands out of stuff that God didn't tell you to do. Some of us are multitasking too much. Some of us are putting our hands in stuff that God hasn't told us to do, and we're expecting God to release the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, upon something, his power that he did not tell us to do. And we're wondering, why is this not working out? Why is this not happening? Because God is not going to release his power on flesh. He's not going to release his power on anything that he didn't ordain. Anything God ordained, he is going to maintain. And I want you to know this. God will give you a task, and the enemy will attack that task, but God also releases the power to overcome what the enemy is doing. God will let you know how to handle what he has given you. That's why you have to check in with King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That's why you have to have a relationship with God to be able to hear him. As you notice, Zechariah was sent with the word from God. God sent a word to Zerubbabel to let him know this ain't going to be by an army. This is not going to be by your power or your ability. It's not going to be in your strength. So God was letting me know until we get over us, until we get over me, myself, and I, you're not going to be able to carry out what God has given you to do. You're not going to be able to carry out that task. And he took me back to Mark, the 8th chapter, when he was saying, whosoever shall come after me shall follow me. He said, you got to deny yourself. He took me back to that same scripture, and he said, you have to deny yourself. Deny means to lose interest in yourself. That means to lose sight of you. Oh, wow, that's a tough one, y'all. And as God was revealing that to me again, he said, until you lose sight of you, until you lose interest in you and yourself, you will never be able to accomplish what I have assigned you to do. So as I was sitting there and I was talking to the Lord, I said, wait a minute, hold up, wait a minute, Lord. I said, don't you understand that if we've been with us so long, if I've been with me so long from birth on up to now, Lord, how in the world you expect me to lose sight of me? Come on, somebody. You live with you all your life. It was always me, myself, and I. How do I lose sight of me, myself, and I? And the Lord began to show me something. He began to say, this is how me is. Me has learned how long to stay up. Me has learned what time to get up. Me has learned when it's time to eat. Me has learned all type of things. Me has learned. I have learned all of this stuff. It's a pattern in my life. Me has learned how to tie my shoe. Me has learned so much how to manipulate. Me has learned so much about me. And you telling me that I got to deny my own interest? Come on, for real, God. Me has done so much for me. Come on, let's talk about it. Me has learned how to shop. Me has learned how to get my hair done. Me has learned how to get my nails. Me have learned so much. God, you sure you want me to get rid of me? Do you know what kind of task that is, Brother Thurman? Do anybody know what kind of task that is to get rid of me? That's why he gave you some help. Uh-oh. And God said, me is all over the place. Me want what it want when it want. Me want to eat when me want to eat. Me want to talk when me want to talk. Me want to spend money when me want to spend money. Me want to get married when me want to get married. Me want to fornicate when me want to fornicate. Me want to commit adultery when me want to commit adultery. Me want to lust when me want to lust. Me want to do what me want to do. I didn't talk about people. Me want to lie, me want to steal, me want to do all types of things. Me, myself, and I. I have got along with me so long, how do you expect me to get rid of me? Me. It's all about me. This is the problem, y'all. When we come to Christ, when we give our life to him, me die. That's why Paul can say, I have been crucified. Do y'all know what crucified means? I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. So it ain't about me no more, y'all. It's not about me no more. This is why when Jesus walked amongst us, Jesus said, I of my own self can do nothing. I only do what I see the Father do. See, Jesus was denying his own self. And if you can't deny your own self, the power of God can't move through you because self is getting in the way. God said, all of this, me, myself, and I. So many people have spent so much time with ourselves. And even in a relationship, we don't want to give up something for the other person. Because this is what somebody say. People say, I've been like this all my life. And this is the way I'm going to be. You can't change me. That's true. It takes the power of God for that change. And if you're trying to change your husband, you're trying to change your wife, give it up right now. Because they've been with themselves for so long, you can't change them. They've been set in their ways for so long, you cannot make them do anything that they don't want to do. Now, I'll tell you this. If you tell them, I'm not doing this until you do this, they'll do it. But they're going back to what they were used to doing. Because they're not going to change, because this is what they were used to, because they were set on self. Did y'all not know that it takes time for change? When you got born again, when you accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and we talk about this all the time, change took place in your spirit. That's the real you. That's the part of you that got born again. That's the part of you that changed. That's the part of you that got sealed until the day of redemption. That's the part of you that the enemy cannot touch. He cannot affect that part of you. He knows that. The part of you that he's going after is your soul. That's your mind, your will, and your emotion. Why is he after that? Because he said, I can make you change your mind so you can't connect to who you are. I can make you go back to the same pattern that you always went back to. I don't care how saved you are. Until you know who you are, now that you're in Christ, I still own you, and you think you, how can I put this? I still own you because your mind ain't renewed. You living, you saying you saved, but you're acting like you're not. He said, so I'm going to still have you on you. I'm going to still have you thinking about you because, see, some of us don't want to give up what we used to do in the world. Some of us don't want to give up how we used to look. Some of us don't want to give up how we used to dress. Some of us don't want to give up that part of us because we think we lose our identity. But the problem is you have a new identity. And until you know the new identity, you still stuck on you. Some of us can't even bring the word of God like we need to bring it because we're too worried about how we look or how somebody's going to see us. See, we're still on us. Some of us bring the word of God and we want to ask somebody, how did I bring it? How did you receive it? You didn't bring it. The Holy Spirit, the power of God. Hold it. Wait a minute. No, that was flesh. Because if you were in the spirit on the Lord's day, you ain't worrying about how nobody receives it because you know who gave it to. Come on, come on, come on, come on. We got to come down. It's always about us. Well, how did this look? How should I do this or how should I do that? Which way should I go with this? And the Bible tells you that I will instruct you. I will teach you. you with mine eye. That's the Spirit of the Lord talking. He said, I own you. You're no longer your own. You were bought with a price. And until we learn that, y'all, until we come into agreement with that, it's going to always be about me, myself, and I. This is why God had to let Zerubbabel know, not by might, nor by power, not by your ability, not by your strength, not by an army, but it's going to be by my Spirit. Now I want you to catch the first part of that first, because you can't even go and start on no temple if you think that it's going to be your ability and your strength that did it. Go back to King Nebuchadnezzar. Look at how Daniel revealed the dream unto him. God even gave him a dream, y'all. God even showed him what was there in him. Look at your neighbor and say, do you really want to see yourself? Come on, let's just be loud on that. Do we really want to see ourselves? Because, see, this king, it got revealed to him about how he was. And this king had the audacity, after God showed him himself, to go look at the kingdom and say, look at my kingdom. Look at what I have done. See, this is the problem. We're too much in the picture, y'all. See, God has, when he equipped you, he qualifies you. God gives you everything that you need to do what needs to be done for him. And see, he's not going to give you any task that he don't equip you with to handle. God know everybody in this room, and he know what you're capable of. Go back to the talents and how he gave each a talent. There were 5 talents. There were 2 talents. There were 1. Why did some get 5? He was giving it according to their ability. God knew what that person could do. God knew what that person could handle. The one with 5 received 5 more. The one with 2 received 2 more. The one that had 1, he buried it. Why did he bury it? Because he was thinking, this ain't enough. So let me keep this. Let me hide this so nobody can get this. This is what we're doing in the church. We're taking the little and we're setting it aside and we're saying we don't have, and that's why God can't work with your little to make it much, because you're lying. The Holy Spirit can't work with the lie. So we have to take the little that we have and say, this is it. This is all I have, God. See, I'm getting me out the way today. This is all I have. This is all I have to live off of. But God is no longer mine. God is yours. How do I know it's yours? Because I belong to you. And everything that I have, God is yours. It's no longer mine. I'm just a steward, Miss Mary. I'm just a steward over what God gives me. God, you placed this in my hand, but yet it is still yours. So, God, here I am. See, the problem is, we're trying to fool God. We're trying to fool God, to make God think, God, you know I would have done it if I had it. Wow. God, you know I would have helped if I had it. Wow. What's that in your house? Well, God, you know that's my savings. Well, God, you know that's my Christmas fun. Well, God, you know that's for a rainy day. God, you know that's my gas. Holy Spirit can't move. Because me, myself, and I, Michelle, are still in the way. Because you're telling God, this is mine. God, this don't belong to you. Apostle, this don't belong to you. This is mine. How can you ask me for my last $5? Who told you that? Where did you get? What made you think I'm going to give you my last $5, woman? What made you think I'm going to give that up? Because God said it. Spirit cannot move on disobedience. But we still talking about self. See, some people still crying out to God, saying, God, help me. God said, I am helping you. I gave you an helper. But you don't want to help the helper. The helper needs for you to give up you so he can help you. Look at your neighbor and say, when are you going to give up you? Look at him again. Ask him. Say, really, truly, when are you going to let go of you? Come on, y'all, let's just be honest. Let's just be honest. I still ain't let go of some of me. How do I know? Let my husband ask me something when I'm in this word. Don't you see what I'm doing? Well, I just need for you to help me with this. Not right now, baby. Wait a minute now. I use the word for an excuse. He needs some help, so I don't supposed to help somebody out and stay in the word, Jennifer. See, we use the word for an excuse because we try to be so holy. You know, I can't miss what God's saying. God just told you something through that man. He needs some help. So if he needs some help, you need to close the word and you need to go help. No, I'm still stuck on me. God, you know what I need. I'm trying to help these people. But that's your husband, aunt. What about me? Who's going to help me when I need help? Woo, come on, somebody. It's all about me, y'all. It's all about what I want and when I want to do it. I don't want to stop what I'm doing to help nobody else. Not even when they side the road and trying to change the tire. The little old woman trying to lift the tire. And I'm saying, slow it, baby. Let's just pray. See, the Holy Spirit could have sent us at the right time to say, pull over, change the tire. But no, God, that could be a thief and a robber. She probably got somebody in the back seat getting ready to hijack us. Slow it, baby. See, we can't even hear the Holy Spirit because we still stuck on us. See, you know how when you turn the radio on a certain station and you get some static and you keep working with the station, you're taking move this way. Well, maybe if I go this way. Y'all know how it was. You take your little radio that you can carry around and you move it this way. Almost got it. And you keep right there. Don't move. Why aren't we like that with God? Why don't we take the time to find out why we're not connecting to him? We try to connect to everything else, but we're not connecting to the source. He's the source. He's the power source. And this is what God was telling Zerubbabel. I have set you apart to build this temple. But first of all, I want you to get rid of you. I don't want you to say it was you that done this. I want you to realize that it was the Lord that done this. This is why when the Lord tells us something and it's so difficult, we have to do it because man will say, you could not have done this by yourself. It had to be the Lord. But the problem is we want people to recognize us. How many people get so sad when you do something and nobody don't say how it is or how well you done it. Come on, let's just be real. Man, you set up this nice scene, and you know it's the bomb. You know you put your all in it, and people walk by. And you, I just don't understand people. Nobody won't say nothing. Why you waiting on a cheer from them when it was appointed by God? Why? Whatever God tells you to do, if you don't never get an amen, you don't never get a hallelujah, you know you got his stamp of approval, and that's all that matters. That's how I know when people are still stuck on them. Because if God appreciates, it don't matter what man think or say. So this lets us know where we are in him. So we have to get over ourselves. Look at your neighbor again and say, get over you. Say, when you get over you, the Spirit of God will move. Oh, man, y'all, I'm telling you, I hear in the Spirit. That's hard, but the Bible said there's nothing too hard for God. Going back to, I've been living with me so long, and you want me to get over me like that. And this is what the Lord was beginning to show me. He said, when I say, God, for real, you want people, you want me to get over me just like that? He said, it's not hard. He said, because when you let go of who you are in yourself and turn over to who you are now that you're in me, when you go into the word and know that the Bible says, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. He is a new creature. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He said, if you spend more time with the real you, you will get over who you once was. See, the problem is we're spending too much time with who we were and not who we are now in him. When we take and renew our mind, see, this is the problem, y'all. The enemy do not want you to renew your mind. See, this is an alert right here going across. He don't want you to renew your mind. He don't want you to pick up the word, because once you do, you're going to find out who you are now that you're in Christ, and you're going to let go of me, myself, and I. And he said, oh, Lord, I need me, myself, and I today. So I got to distract them. I got to take them out of the word, because if they get to know who they are, now that they're in Christ, I can't use them. They can't show up and show out for me. We have to, y'all. This is a must. We have to let go of ourselves. This is why God's power is not prevalent. This is why the power of God is not moving. Even in church, right where you sit, when you come in here prepared, born again, folks, having your heart prepared, ready for the word of God, saying, God, it don't matter if I heard this umpteen times. God, I'm opening up my heart to hear what you have to say unto me. God, I ain't worrying about nobody else. I ain't worrying about what they did or how they did it. God, it's me, oh Lord. God, I open myself up to you from the beginning to the end, from Sunday school to praise and worship. I open up myself. Because, God, there's something that you want me to hear that I haven't heard. So here am I, God. Let me hear from you. Let me hear what you're saying. But see, this is why, y'all, and the Lord is showing me this. He said, this is why praise comes. He said, because you know how you get the interference? Y'all know how it is. See, you can't even go read this word without giving him thanks and praise first. How do I know? Because there's interference. You cannot sit down and open up your Bible without saying, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you that you're here right now. Lord, I thank you that I can hear your voice. Lord, I thank you that I'm your sheep and you're my shepherd. Lord, I thank you that you said that I will not follow a stranger. Lord, I thank you that there's going to be illumination coming from this word, and it's going to be so illuminating, it's going to penetrate my... Lord, I thank you that it's going to be like a hammer. It's going to break the rocks into pieces. It's going to be like fire. It's going to devour everything around me. Lord, I just thank you for your mercy. I thank you for your truth. I thank you for your loving kindness. I thank you for your grace. Lord, I thank you that I can sit here and sit before you, God. I just thank you, Lord. I praise you, God. And as you begin to do that, you're changing your atmosphere. And then you get a reception that you never had before. And all of a sudden, you can't wait to dig into the word of God. Why? Because you changed your atmosphere. And as that atmosphere was changed, you can go into that word of God. And you can say, God, speak, because your servant. And you begin to hear God more clearly.
Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast on today. If you have a testimony on how this broadcast has truly blessed your life, please call us at 866. You would like a copy of the teaching in its entirety. You may contact us at 866-9836. You may write us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministry, Post Office Box 1042, Burgall, North Carolina, 28425. Visit us on the internet at www.mcdm.com.